I think, Diane, you spoke to it exactly right. Our organization can't talk, I couldn't put in the language about how the dock should be located protected from the wind. That's not a public benefit that we can stand behind. But I saw his point, and I think the main point that Hamilton was making was if you allow the dock to only be too shallow or too short, you're unlikely to be able to put it in what's probably the best place because of how the ocean goes. And that's how you came up with 12. But you can choose whatever number you want to have in here. It doesn't matter to me. More important was having the language make sense to you as far as making a depth restriction instead of a length restriction on land.
Some of the area that he was looking at, too, is that even at low tide, it doesn't go over. It doesn't drop dramatically on some points of that island. It stays pretty high even at low tide. I only know what he's telling me. It
stays pretty good at low tide.
Yeah, it is.
And that's one area he's thinking of. But again, it's up to you to come up with the numbers.
Get an agreement from the commissioner that the Margaret Chase Smith will not dock at this
time. Jim?
Well, the other thing, we talked to him this morning, and I think one of his little concerns was that his vote is 36.
Right.
But I don't think the language, I mean, in the case of an emergency, it's not going to be the standard. Yeah, I mean, there's an emergency, no one's going to really care if it's a 6-foot, you know, oh no, you can't stop here. So I think that's kind of what you're
Well, I teased him, though, and I did say, you can't drive a boat over here and go picnicking. You have to take another boat.
That's right.
Yeah, no, I fully understand that nobody's going to be standing there measuring boats when they come in and tie up. Yeah. This is all about the owner's process in reviewing an application or a proposal for a dock and sort of whether it fits the terms and conditions or not. Mm-hmm. And so you can look at it and say, well, you know, 30-foot boat or approximately, you know, meets these kind of characteristics. And, yeah, it meets that. Or maybe it exceeds that. And it sounded to me as if this one other number clearly left open the possibility that a proposal could come in that really was a proposal for large boats to tie up at a flow. I mean, I've seen... I also should say, really, right now, I don't feel the need to argue this a whole lot. I can live with even the 12-foot number. I just think it's sort of impractical and perhaps not consistent with what we were trying to do, which was to understand the parameters of a dock, you know, what are the constraints that are going to be applied early on. I mean, I have seen docks that virtually almost have no dock at all because of the favorable characteristic of a fairly steep drop-off in water. In other words, you put a float almost anywhere, you tie it down with weight, and then if you can get to the float, you're good to go, you know, and the float simply rises and falls, whether that's 5 feet from shore or 100 feet from shore, as long as you have the water that you think you need. On Islesboro, the folks tend to think that if you get 6 feet of water at low tide, you're golden. Pretty much anybody can come up and tie up and feel safe. Now, obviously not every single boat. I just described a couple that would probably have a little trouble with just 6 feet. But that's only at low tide. And most of those larger vessels are used to anchoring offshore and bringing the waiver in or something like that. So I just thought that it seemed a little bit... incongruous, and then maybe that could raise some trouble for folks who, whoever, say owner or otherwise, is going to have to review a proposal. If nobody else is concerned about that, then I'll shut up. I mean, this isn't, you know, a major problem, but I think if we were really talking about just trying to have modest-sized boats come into a modest-sized flow, and that's the high end of this kind of use, so that you don't have a huge amount of traffic, can't bring, you know, a 100-foot schooner with 50 people on it in at one time and tie it up. You know, if the holder is satisfied that they can actually figure out how to review an application or proposal, then I'm okay with it.
Well, I think, you know, guidance from the committee is pretty important, and that if you make the numbers more congruous, it makes our job easier, as you know. So if there's a smaller debt, yes, it makes our job easier. What is tricky with the gray areas here is that if we then, in 50 years when the stock's being proposed, it makes most sense to put it in a certain area, and you can't, given the limitations on it, and we have to do that back then. No, you can't put it here, even though it makes the most environmental sense. That has put us in a tough position. So we're trying to figure out a gray area. The more guidance to us, the better, frankly, as you well know. But, and 12 feet is a lot of it.
Let me make one other point then and see if I understand this too, at least from talking with Wayne. And also, if this is still true.
Pictures
and on Sears Island, they theoretically will apparently losing more land because it's not that more of the island's being exposed with the water table going down. It's actually going up. So in the future, you wouldn't necessarily have the problem of having too little water. That water may be getting deeper and deeper. Am I making myself clear? So that Wayne's only concern, he wasn't relating the 12 or 10 feet to the size of the vessel that came in. He was relating it to the actual depths of the water around the island. And so he thought, and he said that he'd be more than happy to come in and explain this if we needed it, but he thought looking around that side of the island, you may run into a problem with not that 6 feet is sufficient, but that you may never have just 6 feet. You may have more than 6 feet. You may have more than eight. He didn't think you'd ever have more than 12. So but the point that he was trying to make was to get the reverse thinking, is that don't give yourself a number on a part of the waterway that you might want to put this that will always be deeper than whatever you said the limitation would be. He's doing the reverse of that thinking. And to him, he's just trying to guide you on that. He's not saying that's what you should do, or you should put 12, but he thought anywhere from 10 to 12 feet around that island, to the best of his knowledge, is that you would never exceed a depth greater than that that would prevent you from building a dock. But your depth around parts of that island are much deeper than 6 feet at low minimum tide, much deeper than 8 feet low minimum tide, and if you put that down, then you won't be able to build the dock where you want it because you will not have the depth. The water is there, you won't have the depth, is what he's saying. There's apparently a real drop-off, too. So.
But again, it's your number.
Yeah.
You need to
if you're comfortable with it, I'm just explaining.
This is his advice, and this is our attempt at trying to put it into legal wording, so the committee needs to.
Does anyone else have a share of a concern with this, with the 12 feet or the whatever? Yes.
I got it with a symmetry map, and I think it would really help because there's a 12, there's a dividing line old chart, and if you look at the chart, the 12 foot line goes right very close to this border on the eastern side of the island, right in there. So I think part of the reason that you pick 12 feet is because that's what it is there. You know, that it's either 12 feet or 3 feet. There's kind of a shallow area and then there's a drop off. So you don't want to have 3 feet of water. So that's probably
the thinking. If you want to factor out, it's great.
When I looked at it, what I saw was the three words before it, does not exceed. Mm-hmm. Doesn't that mean it doesn't have to be 12 feet?
Right. No, it's up to.
But it does not exceed.
Up to right. And not beyond, exactly.
Because his feeling was anything that on that map that would go deeper than 12 feet, you'd be so far out, you know, you could be in danger to accomplish that. So he would recommend that you never build one that would go beyond 12 feet. But he said if you want to do 10, but you're just limiting yourself as to where you can locate. The smaller the footage, the less the location. The fewer options for location. Does anybody else have a concern about this now? And Steve, you're okay with it? Okay, well then one of you.
You're a couple.
Okay.